We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect too.
Yo, what it do, man? Y'all know what it is. Y'all know who it is. I am your host, DJ Free, the man, aka your girlfriend, best friend, aka your wife, love my life. And we back. It's been a long time coming. I'm pretty sure y'all missed me. I know I missed y'all. Before I get started, first, let me advise that parental discretion is advised. We will be discussing a lot of great good topics today. I've been going for a while simply because I want this show to be based around the people who come through and discuss things on this show. However, it has proven difficult to get guests, especially on a consistent basis, a consistent weekly basis at that, trying to rotate. I would probably be better off with a co-host, but the only co-host I really want is nowhere near me, let alone California. So I'm solo dolo, and that's fine. I've gotten a lot of support from a lot of people, friends and family. So we're gonna just keep the podcast rolling. So on that note, let's get it started. I am going to cover this podcast as if it's a radio show, just so y'all know and so you guys are aware now. Those of you who know my radio show on a personal level, which is the Homie Radio Show, I've been trying to get that started for a while. Still working on a few things, but it will come to life. So I'm gonna just bring all of the content that I want to push there here. So on that note, we will have plenty of topics to go through, and it won't just be one whole topic for the whole show or anything crazy like that. I like it to be natural. I don't take notes. I mean, I take notes, but not official notes or anything crazy like that. It's just topics that I want to discuss, and we go from there. Might have been on my mind earlier this week, might have came to me today, but it will be discussed. So let's get started, man. The first thing I want to cover, y'all already heard it. Y'all heard the champ speaking. You feel me? LeBron James. Shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. We just won our 17th championship, and we are now officially tied with the Boston Celtics. And it's a beautiful thing. Those who've been paying attention to the playoffs know the playoffs was in the bubble due to the pandemic. Fuck the coronavirus. I work at a hospital, and it has been very annoying dealing with this whole pandemic. I want it to be over. I'm tired of wearing masks. I'm tired of smelling my own breath and answering 30 questions before I walk into a building. I'm just ready for this to be over. So I know for a fact the NBA players are happy that it's over, and they get to go home, especially the Lakers, considering they won and we the champions. So shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to LeBron James. Those of y'all who know me know I am not the biggest LeBron James supporter. And let me specify why. LeBron James, first of all, let me say this. LeBron James is definitely top five NBA players of all time. LeBron James is definitely the greatest NBA player in the world currently. And I can't take away from none of his accolades. LeBron James is the man. He does his stuff. He been doing his stuff. So, with that being said, congratulations to the man. However, I don't like LeBron's crying. I can't stand him crying and complaining. You the biggest nigga out there, bro. Just take the foul, bro. Whatever it is, take the foul. You feel me? I don't like all the crying. It's what make me not like him as a player. Him and Drake are in the same category. I'm not going to get started on Drake because I might lose fans talking bad about Drake. So I'm not going to say nothing bad. As a matter of fact, I'm not saying nothing bad about LeBron either. I don't want no trouble, y'all. You feel me? Don't come bring me no smoke. I don't want none. But the Lakers won. That's all I'm happy about. He came to the Lakers, so therefore I support LeBron James. Long as you play on my team and you bring my team a win, you got my full support and my full backing. So, again, shout out to LeBron James. But I must say, I feel like AD is the MVP. Now, I will also say I understand why LeBron James won MVP. They didn't give it to him in the regular season, which he should have got. LeBron James did the most. You feel me? He was fighting for the black people, for the Black Lives Matter movement. You feel me? He pushed a lot of causes, and he bought his ass off in his, 17th year of being in the NBA? You got to respect that. Give that man his flowers while he's here. Everybody keep arguing him being the GOAT and all this other stuff. He is. And he done proved it. Three teams, three championships, three finals MVPs. Like, I don't know what else needs to be said, but congratulations to the man. He goes in my eyes. But I do also believe they gonna keep this argument going until he retires. If LeBron can win two more, he got two more years with the Lakers. It's undisputable. If he win one more, he for sure to go. But two more, it's undisputable. Like, and the Lakers, man, I wish I had somebody here with me to talk more sports. Boy, we could get into details, but LA, congratulations. We did it for Kobe. I'm mad y'all didn't do it in the Black Mamba jerseys, but I digress. We still got to win, and that's what matters the most, because, it's looking ugly in football, and let's get to that and why. Whew, I hope I don't lose listeners. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Yeah, I know, Dallas Cowboys. Let me live, all right. I know I'm not from Texas, but technically I am from Texas. And I just found out through my ancestry, they was able to trace my DNA and tell me my original origins, right? Which is real cool. You know what? That might be the next episode. If I can get enough listeners for this episode, if I get 25 plays or more, because that's been my average. If I can get 25 plays, man, next episode, we're going to go over my ancestry DNA results. But, so, you feel me? Your boy is, you know, part Texan and stuff. That's where the family came from, migrated, all that good stuff. But, yes, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan, and right now, this season is trash. And I love it. You know why I love it? Because this is the season we deserve right now. This is what Jerry Jones gets for being an undercover racist. Yes, I said it. Jerry Jones is an undercover racist. I don't fuck with Jerry Jones. I would like Jerry Jones to leave the whole Cowboys everything alone. Go away, go home, put somebody else up there, because he old and he making horrible decisions. You feel me? Horrible decisions. And this is why we can't win and we can't get nowhere. Jerry Jones, he's our curse. He's our black mark. And this weekend showed how bad our team is and is going to be for the rest of the season, because my quarterback is down for the count. Yep, Dak Prescott went down. And Dak Prescott has been balling his ass out. Didn't get his money and got a franchise tag. And now he's injured. Hopefully, it's not career ending, but it's within that caliber. So because of that, I'm really on some not even anti-Cowboys, just anti-Jerry Jones. Because I feel it's all his fault. Now we ain't got no quarterback. But you know what? This is what we deserve. This is what we get. And I hope the rest of the season goes to shit. Or there's a miraculous comeback. One or the other. But prayers up to Dak Prescott. You feel me? My boy lost his brother recently, you know. And again, he didn't get his money. So I don't like that at all, y'all. You feel me? So the NFL season, I'm not looking forward to much at all anymore, especially with my quarterback out. So fuck you, Jerry Jones. And I hope this is the worst season we've had in a long time. You let us lose to the fucking Browns. The Browns. I mean, the Browns are good this year. I will give them that. They can ball, but the bruh. Who lets the Browns put 48 points on? When the last time the Browns put up 48 points? You feel me? Like, that's horrible defense. Like, ay, 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 ay. But I digress. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy fan till the day I die. But, you know, this season sucks right now. All right, next topic. What else has occurred lately in society that has been tragic for us all? And I would have to say the election. Y'all know I was going to bring up the election. It's mandatory we talk about this one, because boy, oh boy, do we have some great options, don't we? I mean, we got Joe Biden and we got Donald Trump. Those are our picks for presidents right now. Kanye West is on the ballot, which is hilarious and cool, but hilarious. Like, we really got celebrities running for president in government official positions. That's where America is at. You feel me? Can y'all imagine the countries laughing at us and shit? Like, this is some shit. I'm not even big on politics, y'all. Like, I don't like digging into politics. It's not my lane. I've always loved history and shit. But politics is just something I try to stay away from. You feel me? I don't like talking about politics. It's as much of a debater as I am, or so people say. I don't think I'm a debater. I'm just very opinionated. Politics is just, it's not my forte, and I hate it because I don't trust the government. I don't trust laws. I don't trust policies. Like, everybody has a underlying mission of their own, and I don't like that shit. You feel me? It doesn't sit well with me. So, I'm registered to vote, but I don't vote. I'm not participating in that madness. I'll let y'all choose how this country is ran. Now, I know motherfuckers, oh, your ancestors fought for this, and you should vote anyway, and this and that, and this and that, da, da, da. Hey, look, y'all can vote all y'all want. You feel me? This is disrespectful to me. I need to go ahead and put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm tripping, y'all, because that's the second notification I done had. So let me turn this on. Bam. So, anyways, politics and me don't get along. I don't vote. I understand why I should vote, but I don't vote. I don't plan on voting. So y'all pick out of these two weirdos who y'all gonna go for. But that debate was trash. That debate was horrible. Like, that was childish, you feel me? Like, it's high schoolers, college students, probably trolls online who could argue better than that. That was probably the worst debate to the history of American history. Like, and as I sit there and watch, I just started rolling laughing. Like, this is who we gotta vote for. These are our options, you feel me? And it's sad. It's sad, but hey, this is our country, y'all. It's what it's come to. So y'all make y'all picks. As you saw after the debate, Trump caught the coronavirus. I'm not big on conspiracies, but that's kind of, you know, coincidental, nigga. You had this trash-ass debate, and then you got sick. I don't like that. That's the shit I be talking about when I say the government is up to something and everybody got their own little agenda. That's the word I was looking for earlier, agenda. It's shit like that. Ain't no way you just caught the coronavirus right after a debate. So, those are our president options. Those are who the fuck we gotta vote for. I don't think I'll be in America much longer. Anyway, next topic. Breonna Taylor. Oh, yes. It's been a cool minute. So, y'all know I was gonna bring that up. It was mandatory we talked about the Breonna Taylor case because they took a settlement for $12 million. Now, I'm not really sure how to feel about that. Like, I'm mad and I'm disappointed. You feel me? Like, I'm disappointed in the fact that the family took the settlement money, but I'm mad because they was offered settlement money and nothing was really resolved in the situation. Like, this is the corruption that's clearly displayed from our government, our cities. And this is why we so damn mad. I mean, $12 million is a nice check, but that don't cover or suffice for her death. Like, she was wrongfully killed. It don't matter what she was doing, what she did in her past or no shit like that. Niggas busted in the door and took her out. Like, what? If I'm correct, you feel me? And this is the justice they got. Hey, here goes some money, you feel me? We gonna work on making the police force a better place. Nigga, what? Where the nigga who killed my daughter? Yeah, people wonder why black people out here rioting and going crazy and seeking their own justice. Police officers out here getting killed left and right now. Niggas fighting back and shit. Come on, man. We gotta get this right. If you a cop, an officer listening to this, y'all part of the problem too. If you not helping, what is you doing? You making the situation worse. Speak up. Say something to y'all colleagues. Y'all know when shit wrong. There's been too many people standing up fighting to speak against the police who work with the police. If you know some shit, you need to step up. Because shit like Breonna Taylor's case and George Floyd and all the other people that done got wrongfully killed by the police deserve their rightful justice. And with the way shit's headed now, the niggas gonna turn into vigilantes and start seeking their own justice. Y'all better fix that shit. All right. Let's switch things up a little bit. Let's get into some music. It's Music Monday, so I make it a habit to go through all my music, see if I can find some new tracks, see what the new bangers are, you feel me? I'm a Spotify kind of dude. I don't know what apps you guys use, you feel me? I had Tidal. I don't really like Tidal, but I had Tidal. I look up music on YouTube, mainly for videos, but a lot of my music comes from Spotify. I got a lot of artists I know personally who have music on Spotify, so it makes it a lot easier for me to, you know, share other people's music or new music, and the algorithm is fire, you feel me? I was just talking to my cousin about it. I love the algorithm on Spotify. You feel me? They line up all the right tracks. And me, I'm a person who likes a good sample. I don't know about y'all, but you feel me? If an artist can flip an original beat and give me that nostalgic feel, take me back a little bit, I'm definitely fucking with it. So, we got a couple tracks. Let's see. new music by Rucci and Blast, Understand. Y'all can go check that out. OT Genesis, Chris Brown got one called Back to You, fire. Y'all can definitely go check that out. You got Benny the Butcher and Lil Wayne, Timeless, super fire. Let's see, Future, Meek Mill, 100 Shooters, Partisan Fontaine and the City Girls, Peach. Trinidad James dropped something called Playlist. I like it. Y'all might not. It depends on your taste of music. Couple albums that are out right now. I recommend Wiz Khalifa. New project he got out. Bryson Tiller got some new music. 21 Savage and Metro Boomin got some new music. If you into the West Coast, Pac-Man the Gunman. So those are my few recommendations for music this week. I got a couple birthday shout outs. First and most important to me, I'm gonna share a little random story. Last week, last Monday, I had Bernie Mac on my mind. Like, for some reason, I just woke up and I was just thinking about Bernie Mac, and I was like, damn. You know, I wanted to throw Bernie Mac on my IG page, and I get on IG and I see a painting of Bernie Mac, and I'm like, oh, like, huh, that's a coincidence. So I look at her caption and it's Bernie Mac birthday. So I'm like, damn, ain't that some shit? So that's the first person I got to give my birthday shout out to, Bernie Mac. You know, he was a big influence to me growing up. And when he passed away, it was like, it hurt. That was probably my first celebrity death that really hit home, because I remember talking to my cousin about Bernie Mac the day before. And they was like, oh, he's doing much better in the hospital and all this other good stuff. And, you know, it was just a relief. And so the next day he passed away. And, you know, that hit home for me, because, you know, Bernie Mac, again, he was a big influence. Like, he has a saying that goes, I say what you're scared to say. And I've lived by that. Literally lived by that my whole life. And, yeah, it was his birthday last week, so I gotta give a big shout out to Bernie Mac, man. Happy birthday to Bernie Mac. And I know most of y'all probably saw Cardi B's birthday passed recently, which was very interesting, because Cardi B is a Libra, and so is Offset, and his birthday is coming up. So it kind of explains why we like both of them so much. They're very likable people. Now, I'm not big on the astrology stuff, so don't expect me to be in here. Virgo, Libra, Capricorn, this, that, woo, 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 woo. I just think it's interesting that they both Libras. That's why we like them so much. A lot of people like Libras. They're very, very, very likable people. And that's not really up for debate. I can say that just from personal experience. It's not really any Libras that I don't like. Not too many. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. Looked like they was having fun for their birthday. And last time I checked, I thought they was getting divorced. But that's not any of my business, so we are not going to discuss that. Happy wife, happy life, right? That's all that matters. So yeah, we'll just leave that at that. And I think that's all I got for birthdays. I got a couple personal shout outs to just people I know last week. For some reason, I just felt real thankful. I felt the need to just thank people around me. So I'm gonna do that here on the podcast today. And I got a couple shout outs to go with these thank yous. First shout out goes out to my mama. Just off back, just because, you feel me? I'm a mama boy. I love my mom. She's always there for me. She held me down. So big shout out to my mom. First off, big shout out to my sister, my pops, my family, just in general. You feel me? They've always had my back, despite the ups and downs. They've been there for me. So big shout out to the fam. Big shout out to my cousin JT. You know who he is. You feel me? He out in Texas doing this shit. Podcast coming soon. Damn, what he call it? I don't know. But when he, I'm gonna ask him again. I'm gonna find out for y'all. Y'all get ready to check out his podcast. Him and the homie Cool. Expect some fire out of that. Some super fire content. shout out to the homie Beast Gatlin. You feel me, my boy? He out there doing this stuff. Spoon Goon LA, look out for it. You feel me? He cooking it up, something crucial. If you need a host for anything, battle rap, you feel me, a private event, just anything, you feel me, LA native, he gonna hook you up. That man is the guy. Shout out to the homie, the Kid Clutch. He just had a battle last week with Rum Nitty. For those of y'all who know, I love battle rap. Shout out to KCDC, the squad. You feel me? West Coast Elites, SO Finesse. They had an event last weekend. I was supposed to be there. You feel me? Didn't get to make it, but heard it was cracking. You feel me? I saw a little bit of footage. You know, we do our stuff like always. So, West Coast Elites, stand up squad. Y'all know what it is. Shout out to the homie B-Dot, clothing line booming. Elevate. Go check that out. He got all kind of shit he done pushed out. I'm like, I need to make a couple purchases myself. So beat out the guide on Instagram. Y'all can go get some clothes, some gear from him. You feel me? But yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got for today. I'm going to work on pushing out more content, making the episode a little longer. This was just a little quick comeback so we can just get back in the process of getting this podcast on a consistent basis, man. So I appreciate y'all listening. If you could, subscribe, like, share, comment, do all that good stuff. You feel me? We gonna work on getting a visual for this. I'm working on a little setup so we can make this available for y'all on YouTube also. So I appreciate y'all. I'm finna get out of here, make myself dinner, and I'll catch y'all next week. Peace.